Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is Mr. Dustin Nelson, who is the division president of David Weekly Homes. And the theme of today's Business Connection is pretty much about a featured partner with Gold Hill Mesa, which is David Weekly Homes. You guys are very deeply ingrained with the community there. You participate a lot. You're helping to build community there. And you're an interesting model for a home builder. I would say you are not your average home builder. What would you say about that, Dustin?
Yes, sir. Well, first, thanks for having me. And we don't consider ourselves average. I think particularly with Gold Hill Mesa, we build a lot of different types of products, varied product throughout the nation. We're in 22 cities, and through our experience, we've got almost 100,000 families in David Weekly Homes over the years. We started in 1976. So through our experience, we've built in quite a few traditional neighborhood developments, which I would consider Gold Hill Mesa a model of that type of development. And when I first drove through Gold Hill Mesa, which was in November of 16, I just saw it as a fit for what we do. Not that anyone was doing anything wrong there. I just saw that we fit well with that type of development, and we'd be a good fit for them.
Well, I'm a kid from back east, and I was raised in neighborhoods with sidewalks and houses with front porches. The garage was a very secondary feature. It was useful in many other ways, and in my world, it was always in the back of the house. So something like that occurs in Gold Hill Mesa as well. It is a community that is about community. It's about people connecting and being able to reach out and talk to each other. If it's hollering up from the sidewalk and talking to somebody sitting on the front porch, if it's a spontaneous gathering around the park there of neighborhoods, even the mailboxes. I mean, it's just really an intriguing model the way the place is built. And David Weekly Homes brings that background with them. You bring that culture with you to Gold Hill Mesa, which is why the two of you are such an ideal fit together. I can see why when you came through here those couple of years ago that, yeah, we got to be here.
Yeah. So that design of community and even our homes and how they fit in it with their side focus. So each of the homes gets a very private side yard, maybe a little smaller overall lot size than the traditional lots in Colorado Springs, but it's 100% private because of the rear alley that you were talking about in the front. And they use all the way to their neighbor's property, which has no windows on that side, on the privacy side. So even though the overall home site might be smaller, the actual usable side yard is very private and sometimes just as big as a traditional neighborhood. The home gives you that privacy, but what you give up in overall lot size, you get all throughout the community in little pocket parks, things that encourage everyone to get out. So you get the kids playing in a little pocket park or going to one of the concerts that they'll have throughout the summer. I think there's one coming up next month. And then September is every weekend. So, yeah. So outstanding community events, but more than that, just the day-to-day. I think if you drive through Gold Hill Mesa at any time, you're just going to see families out, and all different types of families. Empty nesters, young kids, it's across the board, the type of families that live in the community.
Well, and again, that speaks to David Weekly's understanding of that dynamic. And so you are building homes there and that cover that variety of sensibilities and needs. So let's start from someplace in the middle where it's just kind of a family like mine or anybody else's. In other words, anybody listening could see their face there in that neighborhood very, very easily.
Absolutely. It's interesting. We're kind of in a big, small town here in Colorado Springs.
So
run into people that you've met or know from multiple things. And I build a similar number of homes in the other two communities we build in. But when I get asked specific questions, it's more likely than not to be Gold Hill Mesa. Even people that aren't necessarily interested in the West Side, or they're still intrigued by it because it is so different than the other community offerings that are in Colorado Springs, which we're happy to be in. You know, it's Gold Hill's not for everyone, but it is different, and it's a lot of people love that. I think the other thing that interested me is what interested me to starting this division in the first place is getting my family in a community, overall community, Colorado Springs, that has just such an active lifestyle. And Gold Hill's proximity to hiking and Bear Creek and dog park and mountain biking and restaurants, entertainment, nightlife, both the downtown and in old Colorado City and Manitou is outstanding. So I think what attracted me to Colorado Springs is kind of what I like about Gold Hill. I mean, you're not going to find a current master plan neighborhood that close to everything. You're just not.
No, very true. An ideal spot, and that situated on the top of the hill at 21st Street, not too far south of Highway 24, is essentially the gateway to all of those activities that you talked about.
You bet. And it's a very prominent location in the community, but over the last couple of years, the building's obviously coming closer and closer to the Mesa Top. So I'm sure the community just notices more and more every day of the community maturing and beautiful homes, and the views from up there are outstanding.
One of the things that happens in Colorado Springs in the real estate world, and we'll talk about this a little bit more in the next segment, but I want to sidebar here because our medium home prices are going up. We're right at that $300,000 range right now, where just a couple of years ago it was $265,000, $275,000. Still not unaffordable. And there are homes in that price range, a little below and some a lot above, that David Weekly built.
Yeah, today our average price point in the city is about $480,000, mm-hmm. which is exactly what you're talking about. It has crept up over time. I think the industry likes to throw out the term affordable housing. Well, I don't know how affordable any average price is today. I like to more talk about attainable housing because I think it is a stretch for a lot of our families, particularly what we've done in Gold Hill. We actually helped the development with their land plan going forward for filings 9, 10, 11, and 12. And all of that is a little bit more dense home site size, not necessarily product. A lot of the yards stayed the same, the usable side yards. But what that allows the developer to do is spread his cost over more home sites, mm-hmm. And get the lot price down a little bit, which allows me to get a more attainable home. Again, I hate to use the word affordable. We probably have a lot of people listening today that don't think we're very affordable, but it would be worse if we were building on 60 by 120s, the standard lot size in the rest of the Colorado Springs area. So I think one of the things that developers, builders, and the city need to work more at is a little bit more dense product types, because I don't see the cost of a developer obtaining water rights or land prices in today's market coming down. It's not gonna. So what can we do given the situation we're in to give a little bit more attainable pricing?
Okay, I think that's perfectly fair, of course. And you're right about attainable versus affordable. Affordable has a whole different connotation to it, and it has been part of the lexicon here at the city for quite some time because it is a challenge, as you describe, being able to accommodate as many people in our city as we possibly can so that nobody is excluded. And that's, like you say, it is a challenge because we have been in a period of, for lack of a better way to describe it, we're in a period of prosperity right now. And when that happens, prices go up on a lot of things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think another way potentially our city could deal with it is more redevelopment. I mean, this is a reuse of a project, Gold Hill Mesa. I mean, obviously there was gold mine tailings being processed a decade or a century ago. So this is a reuse, but I wouldn't really call it a redevelopment. I do think there are areas of town that aren't necessarily economically viable, where the city, builders, developers could go in and potentially bring a lower price product to that area through redevelopment. And there's not a whole lot of that going on yet.
All right, Dustin, let's hold that thought there. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, let's finish that. Then we want to talk about introducing Gold Hill and people to Gold Hill, Mesa, and David Weekly Homes through things like the Parade of Homes. Also want to talk a little bit about the impact of what you're doing on the community there, of the Parade Homes on the community in general, among other things. Sound okay?
Sounds great.
All righty. We're going to go to a quick break. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Business Connection here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. And Dustin Nelson, Division President of David Weekly Homes. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me today is Mr. Dustin Nelson, Division President of David Weekly Homes. We were touching sort of around the edges of market conditions here in Colorado Springs, among other things that impact housing prices, affordability versus attainability. I learn something new all the time, and I think the way you've described that attainable is something that really speaks to the culture of David Weekly Homes and working as hard as you can to accommodate everybody that you can accommodate. You really don't want to exclude anybody if you can avoid it. It speaks loudly and clearly to David Weekly Homes' partnership with Gold Hill Mesa and why that is such an optimal fit. Now, we want to cover two quick subjects here, but we do want to talk about market and home prices and values and location. We also want to talk about David Weekly Homes' relationship with its clients. So let's start by finishing up what we started talking about at the end of the last segment.
Sure. To hit on the market a little bit, I think one of our concerns when we did get here, we believed in Colorado Springs both as a great fit for our product and what we do. There's actually very professional, even other than Gold Hill Mesa, developers and developments for such a smaller size market. Most of the markets that we build in where we have professional, amenitized developments, master planned with marketing programs and programming even for the community as a whole and activities. Gold Hill specifically has the concerts. I think we talked about a little bit in the first section, but they have an art curation that moves in and out of the community. They have a lot of things through the builders and developers for the community as a whole. But even past that, the community's taking it to another level, and they'll have their bingo nights and cooking potlucks and things. And it's really just a fun community to be a part of. But for us, the concern we had was at the time, I think we'd been on an 8-year housing growth cycle, and that's long. So we were a little afraid that we were too much on the back end of a good market, and we're going to come in here and stub our toe a bit getting started. So thank goodness the market has cooperated, and it's just continued to grow since we got here. I think year over year we're going to be similar in starts. But that's more a function of lot supply for the builders. I think all of the builders could build and sell a few more, but the lot supply is just not there. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing for the market, maybe not for pricing, but it keeps us from overbuilding the market. And if it does soften a little bit, I think we're in a very good position to withstand that here in Colorado Springs because of the limited availability. I think the resale side's maybe even tighter than the new home building side. So fundamentally, it's just a very strong market here, and we're excited to be here. When we first came in, we were actually looking at purchasing a local home building company, and for multiple reasons, great company, but for multiple reasons, the last second, it kind of fell apart. And that scared us a little bit too, but the market's been so good, it allowed us to get started. We're in some great communities, and we're selling homes, and we're happy.
Part of that success that you enjoy is hard-earned. You fight hard for it. You do a wonderful job with your clients. Talk a little bit about that customer satisfaction aspect of your business.
Yeah, no, I think that's something that I'm proud of, the company's proud of, and 92% of our customers would recommend us. And The funny thing when I say that is I know other builders can say similar things. And it's, you know, we all survey our customers, but how do you survey them? Do you survey them at the closing table when they're excited, or do you give them some time to live in the home and find the little things that we got wrong? Because sometimes we make mistakes. And how do you warrant and take care of them after the sale? So it was always kind of a muddy thing for a builder to talk about customer satisfaction. And 3 years ago, we started allowing our customers, encouraging our customers to actually rate us on our website. So just like you'd buy a baseball bat on Amazon and you can rate it 4 out of 5 stars, we allow our customers to do that. And we were the first builder in the nation to do that. We're still the only builder in Colorado Springs that does that. And they're not all perfect. I think we're at 4.7 today. Mm-hmm. But it's very transparent. And it allows me to say that we delight our customers way more confidently. If you ask me tough questions about, well, how do you rate that? In the past, it would have been, well, you know, we do a survey 1 month after it. And I would have been defending myself. Mm-hmm. And today, I don't feel like we're defending ourselves at all. We're doing something none of the builders are doing. We're saying, rate us. Tell us how we're doing and yeah. Let the world know.
Coming up not long from now is actually very not long from now is the Parade of Homes for 2019. It begins August 2nd on a Friday. And David Weekley Homes and Gold Hill Mesa, of course, are participating again this year. There is an impact that comes from last year and David Weekley Homes' participation. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so something the entire market should be proud of, Builder Association and the home builders and the public do a great job of supporting the parade here. This is the best parade. I've been involved in parades in 4 different markets with our company, and this is by far the best parade of homes that I've been a part of. They get thousands of people through the door. I think this is actually the 65th annual parade for Colorado Springs, so that's really cool. And you know, it's hard to quantify the actual sales you get from any one marketing event. I'm sure the marketing department at Gold Hill would cringe at me saying that, but I mean, it's really hard to quantify the actual sales you get. But when you can get that many people through the door, and you know you're doing a good job for the customers, and especially when you're in a unique community like Gold Hill, where some people maybe haven't been exposed to that T&D lifestyle. You mentioned that you came from the East Coast, but...
You say T&D. What does that mean?
Sorry, traditional neighborhood development. The type of development that really encourages that front porch living or getting out into the community. When you're doing a good job, when you're in a good community like that, and you can expose that many people to it, they're going to go talk about it at work. They're going to talk about it at the water cooler.
Yeah.
They're going to, and that's what gets you the sales. I don't know if it's actual people that come through the door as much as just the exposure. And because it's been so successful here, I think everyone takes it more seriously on our home building side. It's not just flaunting, oh, the newest gadgetry. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the parades I went to before would have whatever the newest tech was in the homes that no one really did. And I would say this parade's more real. I think you go into real homes that the real public would buy. They have a few nice things, and that's great. No one wants to see a vanilla home in the parade, but they're not unattainable at all. They're not the oven that takes you immediately to a website to tell you how to cook. It's not stuff that people aren't asking for that.
These are relatable.
They're very relatable.
They're all very relatable, which is hugely important. Dustin, in the minute that we have left, I don't love the clock sometimes. This is one of those times I'm not loving the clock. You are listening to Dustin Nelson, Division President of David Weekley Homes here on KRDO's Business Connection. You can catch Business Connection, by the way, anytime by podcast at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcast. It's available 24/7 and it's totally free. So come back and listen to this edition and listen more than once. There's a lot of detail here. What kind of takeaways do you want to offer in the little bit of time that we have left?
Yeah, since Gold Hill is our partner, I would say just come out to Gold Hill Mesa, take a look at what we're doing and take a look at what the other builders are doing. I think you'll like the community. I think you'll like what you see, and I'm pretty confident we may earn your business as well.
It is the difference between a neighborhood, a community, and a lifestyle. You go for the lifestyle, and you become part of the community, and you can say that you live in the Gold Hill neighborhood. I think those three things are great things to be able to say, and David Weekly Homes is one of the reasons why that is. So, again, Dustin Nelson, Division President for David Weekly Homes, thank you for spending a few minutes here on KRDO's Business Connection. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio. We air Sunday mornings at 7 here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM. Again, catch us by podcast 24/7, totally free, KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcast.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.